This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby from Simon Fraser University. This is The Lamb, and I'm your host for today, Adriel.
I'm Luca.
I'm Mir.
I'm Mario.
So yeah, normally, you know how it is, pretty quick to the song. So we're going to start off with the first song, Count the Miles by The Planes. That was Count the Miles by The Planes, off their album Dark Matter Recycling Co. What do you guys think?
I think that was a cool, you know, calm start to the show this afternoon. Definitely doesn't match the vibe outside on the mountain today, but, you know, I like the song. It's cool.
I liked it too. It was a good introduction. Usually, you know, past days, We've had slower introductions, but I felt like that brought us right into the mood of today's show.
Definitely, yeah. And you're a nonce, so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And what does that mean, Mario? I'm not familiar with
it. Oh, it's British slang for, like, respectable, governed man.
Oh, you're my favorite nonce.
No, I'm not a nonce. Yeah. Only you're a nonce. No,
man. No. I remember you.
All right, that's enough, Mira. Next song, Muo Duo Show by Muo Duo.
Wait, what's it called?
Muo Duo Show by Muo Duo. All right.
So he just named the song after himself and just added show.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Shout out Duo Tangs. I use them in school.
What? All right. Here's the song. Muo Duo Show. That was Muo Duo Show by Muo Duo.
Moo.
Do.
No, we're the lamb. Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I mean,
yeah. No, it was tough. Come on now.
It was not tough.
Was it tough, Adriel?
Yes.
That was not tough at all, bro.
The whole barnyard.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. Yeah. Since I respect your opinion, let's just stop right here.
How about we agree to agree?
How about we agree that Mir... It's part of our show.
Yeah.
I think
and
we also
picked that song too.
Yeah,
he did pick that song.
I did not pick that song.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
So if you have any gripes or issues with that song, take it to Mir.
Yeah.
Just like us.
It's a fun upbeat song though. You could tell they had fun recording it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sounds like something I would hear in the Lorax.
Yeah.
Let it grow, let it grow. You know.
Is that actually how the song goes?
Yeah.
Have you never watched the Lorax?
No, I've watched it. I just haven't seen it like. In years.
That's fair. Yeah.
And then the little midget guy says, let it
whoa,
die.
What did you just
say? The little guy.
No, what did you say? Don't say it again, actually. We at Lamb don't condone that type of language.
He didn't even say anything bad.
Let's get the next song rolling.
Okay, the next song is Swiftly by Creation Rebel featuring Prince Far I. That was Swiftly by Creation Rebel featuring Prince Far I. I was really freestyleable.
Yeah.
Definitely yeah. was. I know we here at LAM was having a great time during that track.
Yeah, we were.
Nice psychedelic Jamaican. I wouldn't really call it reggae, but it has that vibe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so many words that just let you sit there and soak in the music.
Yeah, that song was fun.
Definitely.
It was pretty fun. Describe it. Especially when you're freestyling.
Yeah.
That was tough. Anyways. Mirror.
Yeah?
Mir, what are your thoughts?
I did enjoy that track.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, okay. I heard I didn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should speak up more. Because, okay, so I like that song because the, as Mario said, it was very psychedelic. It was very easy to talk over. I like that type of music that just elevates the room when you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the Lamb, we were just talking over it, freestyling over it, and it just, it was a good vibe.
That's the type of music you could just listen to while doing homework,
yeah,
working out, playing video games, just doing anything. Life is a movie or a video game.
Who's that quote by?
The late and great Young Spider.
Oh. That's Yearn tough.
Spider.
That's Yearn or Young?
Well, it's spelled YVRNG. Spider is spelled normally, though.
Yeah.
His new EP came out, Life of the Young Spider, on all platforms. Go and check that out. My favorite song is hashtag Yearn Spider. Let me play that for you real quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a calm little song. Sorry, calm little song. Just in case you can't understand me.
And thanks for clarifying.
Of course.
Let me get through the phone.
Is that Young Spider?
I love that song.
Is that the whole song?
That is the whole song. It is a 3-second song.
Oh, I thought it was an intro.
No, that's the...
Is that Young Spider?
Is it, though?
That's my favorite song.
That's pretty sick, actually.
You can really hear the pain in his voice.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like the intro to like the album.
No, that's the second song on the album.
Is it like an interlude to the next song or no?
No, it's just there. It's hashtag Yearn Spider.
It doesn't fade into the next song at all.
It's just.
Is that Young Spider?
And I know
that's a pretty good transition,
Mr. Young
though.
Spider.
It is.
He comes on to the Friday show if any of the listeners are in tune to both the Wednesday and Friday show. So you know, give him a hoot and holler.
Hoot and holler.
Yep.
That's a new one.
Of course,
one,
that is a new one. I mean, I hear that.
Your next 3 weeks. Nice, Young Spider, Life of the Young Spider on all platforms out now. Check it out. I know Young Spider is a good friend of mine. Lives in my neighborhood. Lives in mine and Lucas' neighborhood, actually.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, he does live around us.
No, that's pretty tough. All right.
So, you know, watch out for Young Spider appearances.
Makes him sound bad. Watch out for him.
No, like, yeah. Like watch out like a good thing.
Yeah.
Like how you watch out for like a new movie release.
Yeah, that's tough. So did he like? Actually, no. What I was gonna say.
No, sorry.
Doesn't make sense.
No, just say it.
Okay. I thought I was trying to make a joke because of this next song. It's called Conversion Theory. Mm-hmm. You know, conversion.
Yeah.
What if Young Spider turned into a spider, converted to a spider?
That's
conversion
tough.
Theory.
That's tough though.
That's tough.
I'm glad you said that.
Imagine being a spider.
I actually wrote a 10-page essay on conversion theory in grade 10.
Really?
Actually?
Yeah. It was probably the most work I've ever put into school.
That's pretty tough. Did it include spiders?
No.
Oh.
Okay, well then it's not tough. Okay. I also didn't pass that class, so.
That's also
was it because tough. Of the essay? No, it's because my teacher was racist.
Oh. I hate when that happens.
All right, moving on.
All right, yeah, the next song, Conversion Theory by Analog Monster on the album Boom.
Them. Yeah. We take it over and convert them. Yeah. So if your one wondering what I really mean. Go take a look out on these streets. Matter of fact, go turn your TV on. Matter of fact, radio playing that same old song. Matter of fact, last week the verdict's wrong. Matter of fact, scratch that, the verdict's in. They got the whackers to support them. We take it over and convert them. Who watches you? You.
Put your auto on, bro.
So that was a little bit of an issue. That was a little bit of like a sneak peek into the next song, but
sneak peek.
Yeah, that wasn't on purpose, but you know it happens. Happens the best.
Gets
of
you
us.
On the edge of your seat, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of edging,
Conversion Theory. That was a fun song, I'd say.
It was a fun song. I do. I like that song.
I did, as well.
You didn't?
No, I did.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
It reminded me of Erykah Badu, I think that's how you say her name.
That is Badu, yeah.
Oh, thank you. And then it just was like neo soul to me, and yeah, I enjoyed that track. It flowed well off the track before it. And
And I will say, sorry, could you say the name of the album again?
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah,
boom.
All capitals.
Listened to this while picking these songs for today. We listened to a few songs, and there's another one that's on here a little bit later that intrigued me enough to listen to the whole thing. So I downloaded it on my phone, and I will be listening to it later. I like what I'm hearing from
boom.
This.
Yeah, that's what the conversion theory does to you.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Because I converted it from the computer onto my phone. And then I'm going to convert it from my phone to my ears.
Speaking of tough... before this, actually, there's a game called Destiny 2.
Okay.
And
give us a verse. Give us a verse off the Destiny Bible.
I'll find a verse after the PSA. But you know, I'm just gonna say that some of these quotes are kind of tough. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, after the PSA, after the next song, I'll find a quote. You know, a quote or a verse or whatever it's called. But yeah, quick PSA.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Yeah, that was a PSA. The next song is called Darling by Western Jaguar.
Say good morning, darling. I've been waiting. for it's you.
I was Darling by Western Jaguar. It's really that was something.
Reminded me a lot of like radio music I'd hear as a kid.
Yeah.
Specifically like Canadian banger radio.
Canadian banger radio.
Yeah.
I like the bass in that song.
Yeah. As they done. That's the beginning. As they done. Mir.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Amir, please focus and get off your phone.
Okay, fine.
Because you're always on that damn stone.
Okay, I'm on the stone.
Yeah, so get off the stone.
I'm off the stone.
Yeah, you better be.
Buddy. Better be off me.
Buddy. Brother.
So, Amir.
You say Betty?
Chap.
What do you think Betty.
About? Pal?
What do you think about Western Jaguar?
Betty.
That is off topic.
That is off topic.
Mir, what is Western Jaguar?
The song we just listened to.
Oh, that is called something else. I'm on the stone too much.
Oh my goodness.
I have to remember.
Security.
I reminded me of like early 2000s music, like My Chemical Romance, and then yeah, that's it.
And then
that's all it reminded me of.
Oh,
okay.
So why'd you say and then?
And then because I thought there was more, you know? I thought there's more to life than just...
This is a song, Mir.
Like, why do you need to always get philosophical on us?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what's philosophical? The quote you was about to talk about, Adriel.
Man, you know what? It's because of you, I'm not doing it anymore.
Now look what you did.
Yeah, look what you did.
Bro, I was so hyped to hear the quote, too.
Yeah, Mir, can you stop tweaking in the studio?
You can blame Mir for that. No, I'm just kidding. I'll still do the quote.
Yeah.
Not right now, though, because I kind of forgot it, but...
Adriel is a goldfish.
I'll give you a quote.
All right. I give you a quote.
Life is like a movie or a video game. And you know who said that?
Who, bro?
The late and great Yverne Spider.
That is tough. Wait, okay. What's the meaning behind that?
So, life is like a movie. And you know what else is like a movie?
What?
GTA 5. And what is GTA 5?
Video game.
A video game. So life is like a movie or a